Stop me now. Don't stop me. Cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.
In the Know for Tuesday, May 15, the 135th day of 2018. There are 230 days left in the year. Good morning. MB guiding you through In the Know, live at K105. 1039 The Moose, live online at K105.com. On your Apple and Android smartphone app. And hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines from around the community, around the Commonwealth, and around the country. Clarkson City Commission meets in regular session, a motorcycle crash to tell you about. Also, an award for a local businessman. We'll have a conversation with Litchfield mayoral candidate Rick Embry. Election Day is 1 week from today. We'll have a conversation with Rick about his plans for the city, this week's new video releases, and we will be giving you a chance to win tickets to see Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl, it's Beige. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you familiar with these subscription underwear services? These things where you pay a company and they send you a supply of undergarments, primarily for women. But on a schedule, maybe once a month, they send you a new assortment of undies.
I think maybe I've heard of one, but...
So they have expanded on that to now they're including underwear, matching underwear for couples. So each month they send you a matching, it's like underoos for couples, and they match. So can you imagine doing something like that?
Yes.
Well, you're imagining it makes you laugh. That's because it is sort of funny.
It is funny.
What'll they think of next? She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing well. Is it warm outside yet?
Yes.
You were outside just a minute ago.
It's warmer out there than it has been in here this morning.
It's been cranked down. Yeah, it has been a little bit cold, but you must admit the temperature feels good about right now.
It does.
Yes. Have you had a chance in your social feeds today? Have you all seen the marriage proposal gone wrong?
No.
So, you know, the adage is sometimes when you're around running water, you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It prompts nature to ring the bell when you're around running water.
I have seen this with the little boy.
So this is a Bay City, Michigan marriage proposal and a couple from Bay City. It's gone viral. Kevin Pristula recently got engaged to his girlfriend Alyssa in front of a fountain at a park in downtown Bay City. Well, she's standing there, and he turns around and drops on one knee in front of the fountain to propose, but their son, 2 to 3 years of age, is standing behind him, and he shucks down his shorts and his underwear and just takes a whiz right
during the proposal.
And it is classic.
It's so good.
If you've not seen it, you will see it. If you're online today, it'll end up in your feed somehow.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty good to see. We know the old adage, kids say the darndest things.
Right.
Kids also do. the darndest things. Mm-hmm. Here's some of the headlines this morning. Yesterday afternoon, about 5:20, the Grayson County Sheriff's Office, Wax Fire Department, and EMS responded to the 3600 block of Wax Road to a motorcycle accident. Deputy DJ Newton found a Honda motorcycle down an embankment and in a tree line with the driver, rider, 58-year-old Ralph Wayne Robinson of Wax, seriously injured. According to a man who discovered Robinson, the wreck had occurred at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He said he heard what he thought were revving engines of ATVs in the area. Not thinking much of that sound because it's frequent, the man quickly forgot about it until he took a walk a few minutes after 5, and he heard that the man's dog heard Robinson yelling for help and led the witness to the victim. Mm-hmm. Robinson was suffering from several seemingly significant injuries and was in and out of consciousness. He was airlifted to the U of L hospital, where it was determined that he endured several fractures to his spine, a broken arm, and a dislocated elbow, as well as internal injuries. Traveled about 115 feet off the roadway when that happened. You know, over the we were talking about motorcycles yesterday and mm-hmm. motorcycle safety. A Bowling Green man was killed over the weekend. Saturday morning at 11:30, 53-year-old Robert Bartley was taking part in the Great Teddy Bear Run, and it's an event that benefits the Barron River Area Child Advocacy Center, and he wrecked his motorcycle on Veterans Memorial Lane near Kentucky Street. That's right there in town, yeah. In Bowling Green. Sad. He was airlifted to a Nashville Trauma Center where he later died. I know a lot of people enjoy that, and, you know, not everyone who participates like that gets injured, but you definitely have to be careful. You know, it can definitely be dangerous. And then, did we have a Brandenburg Road accident this morning?
Well, it was a 9:15 last night.
Okay.
Grayson County Sheriff Deputy Rance Hubrey found a Chevrolet Malibu had driven onto the soft shoulder of a northbound lane at the 7500 block of Brandenburg Road. He found the driver, 18-year-old Kaylee Thomas of Breckenridge County, had overcorrected the vehicle, and it ended up flipping. She was transported to the Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center.
I saw a photo. That didn't look good.
No.
At all. So it's 5 miles beyond us here on Brandenburg Road. At last night's Clarkson City Commission meeting, a topic that has been percolating among commissioners for the last few months became a primary discussion point for commissioners who are poised to become serious about cleaning up the look of the city. A discussion that lasted nearly 45 minutes, led by Mayor Bonnie Henderson and commissioners, they discussed ways to force property owners to clean up their respective properties, particularly appearance of several older mobile homes in the city, though any property deemed unkempt or a problem property is a target of commissioners. Tom Goff, who is the city's attorney, recommended a simple ordinance where, quote, he said, "We concentrate on getting things cleaned up. We need to look at the current ordinance passed in 1997 but deemed insufficient and focus on a good, clean ordinance replacing the one that we have and set up a new ordinance that covers everything." Now, he's using the word everything. He's referring to not only property appearance but also fashioning the ordinance to cover the treatment of animals that are kept exclusively or nearly exclusively outside to ensure the animals receive proper care. They plan to meet June 5th at 8 a.m. and travel to various locations in the city to take photographs and notes on properties that are judged eyesores, and then they will come back to a special called meeting at 9:30 to discuss the properties and determine what course of action they should take going forward.
I like this proactive attitude.
Yeah, me too.
That stuff's hard to... It's, yeah. We could take a countywide approach to that.
Well, I was going to say, I hate that this is just... limited to Clarkson.
The number of eyesores that are springing up in this community yesterday morning about 2 o'clock, the state police conducted a traffic stop on Highway 62 in McHenry on a traffic violation. During the stop, it was determined that 25-year-old Ryan Littlejohn of Beaver Dam, it's Robin Hood's friend,
it is,
had multiple warrants for his arrest out of Edmondson County for unlawful imprisonment and domestic violence, assault, possession of controlled substance, and you know, the usual. As authorities took Littlejohn into custody, police found a glass pipe with methamphetamine residue, marijuana, and butane hash oil. He was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, along with the Edmondson County warrants. He was lodged in the Ohio County Detention Center. I don't know if we mentioned, the Twin Lakes Regional just issued a release yesterday for something that, I don't know, we may have mentioned it a few weeks ago, but back a few days ago, the Kentucky Hospital Association presented several awards, and Board of Directors Chairman, Twin Lakes Regional Medical Center Board of Directors Chairman Trevor Ray was presented with an award by the
Healthcare Governance Leadership Award. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited for Trevor, who's been the board chair for the last couple of years, been on the board since 2013, and of course a proprietor, a part of the ownership group of Midway Pharmacy and a great partner of our company. So congratulations to Trevor for that distinction. We have Election Day 1 week from today. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Take down some signs.
Come on.
Take down some signs.
I know what is going to be a big topic of conversation around this building for the next week or so. And that will culminate with winners and losers 1 week from tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
I'm looking forward to Wednesday sign takedown day.
Maybe a big thunderstorm will come along and just blow them all.
All signs must be taken down.
It'll blow them into Butler County and let them deal with it.
By noon Wednesday.
Actually, the wind usually goes the other way. So a big decision by the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday that may pave the way for gambling on sports nationwide. The Supreme Court voted yesterday to give the green light for states allowing gambling on sports across the nation. And it would stripping a federal law that banned betting on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states. We have a very, in Kentucky, we have a relatively hypocritical view on gaming.
Yeah.
You know, we say, no, we shouldn't have casino gambling. But horse racing is okay, and betting on the horse racing is okay.
Because it's our heritage.
Because that's our heritage. and it existed when we were born. So then we say, well, then okay. Because granddaddy did it, right. And granddaddy before him. And so I guess that makes it okay.
Generational gambling
right.
is okay.
Right. Well,
it's new things springing up.
We don't need the lottery, but it's for education. Well, we do need some learnings. You know? So it will be interesting to see how we approach this. And it will be interesting to see also the perhaps pitfalls for established gaming industries like the thoroughbred racing industry mm-hmm. when there's more competition. So, for instance, if you have this phone in Nevada, mm-hmm. no matter where you are in Nevada, you could be sitting at a sports book and participating in gaming. In the same way that on your Twin Spires app, sitting here, you can participate through Churchill Downs. It doesn't matter if the races are somewhere else in the country. It would be like standing doing off-track betting at Churchill Downs. But it's geography-based. But once this enables me to almost be in Nevada, or it enables someone in Mississippi to be at Churchill Downs, or it will be interesting to see the pros and the cons when it's all said mm-hmm. and done. It will also be interesting to see if this puts to an end off the books betting
right.
that has happened and continues to happen every day in our country. So I don't know what the final outcome will be. It will just be interesting to see the changes that evolve as a result of that decision. And that's so long as Leader McConnell doesn't come along and try and create a new law that puts the clamp back down on what SCOTUS just undid,
right.
which is certainly a possibility. So, I don't know. It'll be worth watching. An emergency operations center in Kentucky lost power, leaving people unable to report emergencies for a few minutes yesterday. A technician performing routine maintenance yesterday opened a cabinet door to part of the electrical system, shutting off power to Lexington's emergency operations center. Well, who wired it? How do you just open a cabinet door and it shuts off the power?
I have a couple guesses.
They need a new electrician.
It's a couple people in my life.
The city said the outage lasted 16 minutes, but after 2 minutes, dispatchers were able to contact first responders with backup radios. Yeah, I guess when you're...
Something my dad would do.
You're eating the seacoast down. Yeah.
We had a car once that he bought and it didn't have a key, so he took the wires and he hooked it to a light switch box.
Yeah.
So that's how you started the car.
It's like a NASCAR.
So, yes,
you know, they've got a switch.
The light switch box sat in the floor. So, of course, we didn't wear seatbelts. It got turned off a couple times going down the road.
That's funny.
No, it wasn't when you went through
It's funny to me. And it's funny now. News out of Todd County. Good news for Todd County's mm-hmm. economy this morning. An aluminum supplier, Novellus. Well, it's Royals week, so we've got to pronounce it. We have to pronounce Novellus. Aluminum like they do over there. Yeah. Aluminum supplier Novellus is breaking ground on a new $305 million processing plant in western Kentucky. Governor Bevin's office says the new facility in Todd County will create 125 jobs. It's 400,000 square feet on a 150-acre site. Well, good for Todd County. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sherry Vincent has been voted the girls' third region coach of the year.
Awesome.
So congratulations. I guess if you have the... If four of the 5 years you have the singles regional champion, mm-hmm. you probably ought to get a little love. You probably know something about coaching.
Yeah, for real. Well you deserved.
Know? Plus, mm-hmm. that program's been very good for a long time.
It has.
We've had a good tennis program. The Cougar softball team exploded for six runs in the bottom of the sixth inning yesterday to break open a close game and then went on for to record an 8-0 win over visiting McLean County to improve to 13-8 on the season. As you know, this is movie season,
mm-hmm.
right? Memorial Day is historically, Memorial Day weekend, historically a weekend for blockbusters. I have gone through and taken a list of movies, of action movies, and I've removed the action from the movie.
Oh, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I like the way that they've turned out.
Okay.
So again, a list of action movies with the action removed. Ironing Man. starring Robert Downey Jr. in Ironing Man.
I want a man like that.
Most men think they can, you know, they think they can iron better than women, so let's see how it goes.
My husband can, he just doesn't like to do it.
Oh, remember when Bruce Willis starred in Sigh Hard? I always liked Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah.
So, gently and very slowly ease Mother from the Train, taking the action out. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Balloons.
Oh, no, that's fun.
Dude, my car was here all along. The Empire Smiles Back. Slow and Curious. I'm not Fast and Furious. Right. I'm Slow and Curious. And Inglourious Math Nerds. Taking all the action out of the movies.
Yeah.
Coming to a theater near you this Memorial Day weekend. Got to get to a break. Election Day, 1 week from today. And Litchfield mayoral candidate Rick Embry joins us next here on In the Know. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Ready for the rest of the spring holidays that are coming up. Memorial Day prep is underway at Whoop-De-Doo Design. If you need floral, you want to go ahead and get that order in as early as possible if you have the need. Anytime you need fresh-cut floral, call Whoop-De-Doo Design. Or if you need Vera Bradley or Brighton or Simply Southern or even Case Knives, if you want to look at Father's Day off in the distance, you can do that at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where we're celebrating Peace Officers Memorial Day, and it's Straw Hat Day as well. The gentleman joining us in the studio, Rick Embry, is here. You have a straw hat.
I'm a hat wearer, Mark. I enjoy wearing a hat. Always been.
I remember seeing you on the Election Day caucus, and you had a fedora on that day that's special to you.
That is right.
Right. What's the story behind that fedora? I can't remember the story.
My daughter lives in Florida, and we were down there, and they had fedoras for a dollar.
A dollar?
Yes.
Well, that's quite a bargain.
Wearing a hat's not only unique to me, but being a tightwad is also.
So, well, I guess that's good if you've got control of people's purse strings.
I bid on the dollar, and I've been wearing one ever since, and I've just always been a hat wearer.
Well, that's good. We were talking about you yesterday. I don't know if you caught it, but there's a new fitness craze called plogging, and it's when you jog and you also pick up litter, picking up litter and jogging. Now, you and Joyce maybe don't get quite to the level of jogging, but you do pick up lots of litter.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, we do. We're known as the trash queen and king of Litchfield. And we know trash when we see it. And, Mark, that's not because I'm running for office. I've been trashing for probably 30 years.
We've right. talked about you a lot on mm-hmm. air, how much we sure appreciate have. You.
Well, I just despise seeing trash. I despise too. People throwing out trash. I despise trashy homes and good neighborhoods.
Right. We just talked about that.
Well, that's going to be a key thing. Rick Emery's going to have a clean Litchfield if we can.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward awesome. To talking about that here in a moment. For those people who maybe are newer to the community or don't know you personally, a little bit about your background. I saw you share recently, I don't know if it was a newspaper clipping or something, about sort of your background. The building where you're in now, where the bike shop is, was a grocery store. Yes.
Was my uncle's grocery store, Uncle Eck.
And it came from Butler County? Like your family was from Butler County and then moved to Grayson, moved to Litchfield?
My father served in World War II, Mark. And then when he came back from World War II, his brother Eck and his parents had moved here. The three houses that's on Mill Street belonged to my grandfather. He lived in the middle one. Okay. He died in 1959. Mark, my Uncle Eck served in the house under maybe Clements. And then my father served in the house in 1957 under Happy Chandler.
Oh, wow.
And I love to tell that, but not many people know who Happy Chandler is anymore.
That's true. Yeah, fewer and fewer people that do. You went to school. You started elementary school all the way through Litchfield. What's your educational background?
Well, let's say I struggled in the first grade. I struggled a little bit in the second grade. In the third grade, I just struggled a little bit. And I kind of struggled through all 12 years of school. With an older brother being a doctor, my sister is highly educated. She's got a degree. And then when I came along, the teachers was, something's wrong about the gene pool here. And Mark, as you may know, making people laugh has been my number one goal in life.
You're good at it.
And you've done it. Absolutely.
I've just enjoyed doing that.
I know you've been active with the Litchfield High School alumni group, so I know your kind of your background. You were a bulldog, if you will, when you came up through the ranks there. Then you and Joyce have been married for 47 months?
47 years.
Oh, years. Yes, okay, right. Years.
Two loving children, and one, Craig has just given us a pair of twins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me encourage anybody that's thinking about it, if you can buy two for the price of one, don't.
That's not actually a bargain.
No, it's not. They're like chimpanzees.
BOGO is not always a good thing.
That's right. And my daughter's in Florida, and she made a physician assistant.
Right.
And she's down there, been down there about 10 years.
Now, you came into my life as my mailman. That's how I knew you, and I told you a couple of weeks ago, I was always enamored because as a young person who couldn't drive, when I would see someone drive from the wrong side of the vehicle, I was completely impressed and thought, that's a superhero. But you've carried a lot of mail in your lifetime.
I sure did, Mark, and I was very fortunate. Like I said, I did not educate myself well, and I was very fortunate when Tom Abel called me and said, Ricky, we could use a substitute. Well, I had to pass a test. I made 94 on it, made the highest about 30 test takers. And Tom Abel Frank just told me, he said, I wouldn't have hired you unless you had done well, because at that time, people in my party weren't getting hired at the Postal Service.
Right.
People from the other party was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was just blessed to have the post office. Tommy Emery, actually, who put the bug in Tom Abel's ear. And thank goodness, we just have just lived a good life, Mark. Our family's lived good, and we're just thankful for the U.S. Postal Service.
One of the next things I knew you were involved in for me at an early age was the old bike ride, the Fiddlin' 50, that used to be part of the Fiddlin' Festival. That's how I kind of got acquainted with Embry's Bike Shop and those things, and through my dad's involvement in cycling and knowing you. So I've known you to be involved in lots of things, but until I saw your resume, I didn't realize you started out with Litchfield City Council at a very early age. What age were you?
26 years old, Mark. There's a plaque on the fire station across from the post office. That was the first building that was bought when I was on City Hall. And I think that's got, figured me to be 27 years old.
Okay.
And 1978.
Multiple terms on the city council, but you were also on the utilities
on
commission.
On the utilities. Mark, when we were building the sewer plant, the sewer plant that we have now down by the Huddle House, I was the only elected official to travel to Washington, D.C., to secure federal money. There was a group of us that went, but I was the only elected person to go and met with Bill Natcher, D. Huddleston, and Wendell Ford. And, of course, I had never been out of Litchfield and had to buy a pair of shoes even to go. But
a new pair of shoes or a pair of shoes?
A pair of shoes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
I still had that suit that I bought.
Yeah. And, can you wear it?
But like I said, I was one of the young, I love to say the youngest, but maybe Bob Crawford may have been younger, but I was one of the youngest people. Mark, if you'll notice some of the names on the buildings in Litchfield, my wife told me not to brag. That's one of my notes.
Yeah, but I see your note over there. Yeah, don't brag.
A lot of them have my dad's name on them. He was city clerk for 12 years. Then I came along. I served two terms on the city council, then on the utilities. And now Dwight, my youngest brother, he's a very serious person. I told somebody, clearly, he's the only serious person my parents had.
Right. Yeah.
He runs the utilities as utilities superintendent.
Right. Then, of course, you were with the school board. You've been involved in the Grayson County Fair Board. You've helped get legislation passed for cycling safety. You've been involved in lots of different things. Tell me what being a, you know, running a governmental entity has to be a challenge by its very nature, because it needs to be profitable, but also it's taxpayer money and all the, what your time as with the United States Postal Service, did that help prepare you to lead a city? And if so, what way?
Mark, what I learned about the Postal Service was service. And if you were one of my customers, I told somebody at the Meet the Candidates night, you want to know what kind of mayor I'd be? Ask people that I served the mail to. If I knew you and trusted you, you didn't have to chase down your packages when you came home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'd leave them in your house if I had to.
Right.
And I was just accommodating that way. And I've been... Somebody called me the other day on the phone that lives over by the VFW, an elderly woman. She had a concern about the city of Litchfield. And I put my number on all of my brochures. She called me on the phone and said, Ricky, I want to talk to you. I just went to her house. I just wanted to sit across to her and say, "What, Doris, what do you need?"
Right.
And I just, that's just the type of business I've run.
Speaking of business, in private business, you have been an entrepreneur running Embry's Bike Shop. What have you learned from doing that that has prepared you to lead the city?
Well, I said, my number one asset, Mark, is service. Knowing people, service. What can I do to bend over backwards? People that come from out of, I had a girl call me from Meetown that works in the Hardin County system the other day. She called me at home, said, Ricky, I've got my bike. I said, I'll meet you at my bike shop. I said, I'll come up there. And I'll go, just simple things. If I can understand, if you want to participate in the bicycle hobby, I'll make it for you can and make it enjoyable.
Sure. What is it about the mayor's office and what is it about the timing of being now that leads you to pursue the mayor's office?
Mark, Mayor Thompson and I are both on the fair board. We have spent a lot of times together. He had told me repeatedly that he was not going to run for mayor again. He's 77 years old this month. And Mayor Thompson has done an excellent job. Even at different points, he's told me that Dwight would make a good mayor. And number one. Number two, 23 years, community was ready for another leader. That's just very frank of it. People have served us well over the years, and I can name you different elected officials that have served us well. But in some point, that says the community says, you know, we're ready for a change. And I can name you those in our community that's happened to, and people was ready for the change. Like I said, I've spoke very well, Mayor Thompson. He has served us well. There's not another husband and wife team in Litchfield that has done more for us than he and his wife, and I appreciate that. And he'll be long remembered for the good that he's done.
This is a crowded race. When he announced that he was not going to seek re-election, you saw several people. You emerged early as a likely candidate, especially as being Mayor Pro Tem. Serving in the last term. What makes you different than what are the things people need to know most about you compared to the other four?
Number one, I'm qualified, Mark. Since I've been on the city council for a year and a half, I have been over to 100 different meetings. I've been to the utilities meetings. I've never seen another council member at a utility meeting. I've been to the planning and zoning meetings. I've never seen another council meeting planning and zoning. I've been to the almost every tourism meeting. Now, Kelly Stevenson does come to the tourism meetings. Mm-hmm. When we went to the water plant a few weeks ago, a lot of the council people said, well, I've never been here. I have been to the water plant 25 times over my life and probably more. And I know what's going on with the city. I know what's going on. I didn't even want to run for city council. I wanted to school myself to become the next mayor of Litchfield.
Right.
And hopefully I've done that. I think I've got a resume. I could relate a story, and I love to tell stories, but I won't take too much time.
Is that story 30 seconds?
Let me talk fast. My wife and I was eating at the Huddle House. A man came up about 2 minutes after we ate and stood right to my face and told me that I was not qualified to be on the city council or mayor. So after I got home and thought about it, I said, let's just think who all's been mayor. Our current mayor has got his insurance license. I had my insurance license. The mayor before him was a barber. The mayor before him was a Continental bus driver. Jimmy Bevel was a house painter.
What?
Now, I am qualified to be mayor because I've got a resume that's like these. I am qualified, Mark. Joyce said, don't brag, Missy.
Where?
Punch me and tell me to shut up at some point.
Rather than spending too much time on where we are as a city, why don't you spend some time telling us where we need to go as a city?
Mark, I've went to 3,000 homes in Litchfield. I printed out a brochure, which I've given you a copy, and tell you what we want to do. I'm not Rick Emmer, a good-looking guy running for public office. That would be a nice resume in my thing. I'm Rick Emmer. I want to be a servant of Litchfield. I want to continue the bypass on South Main. I want to build a new police department. I want improvements to include sidewalks where it's feasible. I want to try to avoid tax rates on a property. These institutions are raising our property taxes every year with no conscience whatsoever, Mark. And the city of Bowling Green has not raised their property tax in 14 years, yet they continue to build. They continue to give their employees good salaries. I want to put a pavilion at the fire station. I want to try some speeding bumps. I want to try to make homeowners keep their property clean. That's, if you're in a neighborhood, it's a crying shame to go in and there's a trashy community, trashy piece of property. And Mark, every time you take a stand on anything, you make people mad. You know that. Mm, not sure. Everybody's for sidewalks. Not everybody's for speeding bumps. And not everybody's for keeping their dogs quiet at night. It's about as bad in a little neighborhood if you got big old dogs are barking and keeping you up at night as trash is in them.
Or fireworks.
Or fireworks at all hours of the night.
It's fireworks season, so that's
well,
why
that,
I brought
that
it
is
up.
Right.
It's going to be soon enough.
That's right.
This has been, we mentioned yesterday that there was a dust-up in this race a few weeks ago, and of all the people that got dusted up, I think that you probably were less involved than anyone, I'll put it that way. Are there any rumors floating around about this race that you feel like need to be addressed? Do you think there are things that are being said about you, either at City Hall, outside City Hall, in the community, that you'd like to set the record straight on?
Mark, thank you for asking that. Some of the things said about me are true. Glenn Campbell has Alzheimer's, and the doctor gave him a new medicine. He said, Mr. Campbell said, this will help your memory. He said, doctor, he said, I'm trying to forget some of my past. And that's okay. What some of my past is.
All right.
But early on, city employees was told I was going to fire them and replace them. I went right to the employees. Recently, city employees have been told if I got elected, to expect no more raises. And Mark, all that's just politics, just dirty politics. And now they're talking about nepotism has come up in the last meeting. Suddenly, when Silas Huffman married Brenda Green 18 years ago, there was a nepotism law, and they took that off the book. Suddenly, that's of interest now, a nepotism law, because Dwight works for the utilities, and I would be running the city. And after 18 years, and the two of the biggest council people that supported it, one of them has daddy cutting the grass in Litchfield. Another one has got a niece working for the city, which I don't care. If you work for the city of Litchfield, I don't care if you're married or not. If you do what I asked you to do when you come into work, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care your sex, your nationality, your religion, or what it is. If you do what I ask you, what you do on your own time is your business. And but now, Mark, I'll be a kind of mayor just like I am a citizen. It's so funny. I'll be just like I am a citizen. I'll just tell you if I can help you, I can. Ben Duval told me at church today, said, Ricky said, you're kind of like Donald Trump. Said, what you think? And said, you say it.
Unfiltered. Hashtag unfiltered. Well, I'm going to give you 45 seconds to court voters. Tell them something they need to know before this Tuesday.
Mark, I just appreciate people's support. This is a nonpartisan race. I have a lot of people tell me, Ricky, I can't vote for you in the fall, till the fall. This is a nonpartisan race. Get out and vote. It's the worst thing in the world. I lost one race by 10 votes. And it's awful to lose an election by a few votes and somebody come up to you and tell you that, oh, you know, I didn't get to vote. So get out and vote. Whoever you're voting for, get out and vote. We got some good candidates. We got good candidates for mayor. All of them could probably serve in this capacity. And that I want you to look at me, look at my heart. You got any questions about me? All my literature has got my number on it. Give me a call. or come by the bike shop. All Thanks, right. Mark.
Very good. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you coming in. Good luck on Tuesday. That's
Thank
the
you.
Nonpartisan mayoral race for mayor of the city of Litchfield. On the ballot 1 week from today. That's Rick Embry. We've got to get to a break. We'll come back. We're giving away Allison Krauss and Willie Nelson tickets coming up here on In the Know. Did you know the average human will yawn around 250,000 times over the course of his or her life? A quarter of a million yawns.
I've had that many this morning.
I thought maybe there was a reasonable chance that I could be above average on that, because over the course of a lifetime, 250,000 sounds like... I thought I was going to prompt a yawn out of that. So here we go. Here's today's water cooler question. Up for grabs, two tickets to see Allison Krauss and Willie Nelson a week from tomorrow night at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. Allison Krauss will be opening, Willie Nelson and family. So all Willie Nelson's cousins will come out and sing at least one song.
Yay!
If you can answer today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000. When asked, what is the hardest driving maneuver? Parallel parking was the number one answer. What was number two? When asked the hardest driving maneuver, parallel parking was number one. This was number two. 270-259-6000.
This is frowned upon, but it gets me down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's. I think that's not a maneuver. It's not supposed to be a maneuver.
Well, it is.
So they say parallel parking is the hardest thing to do when driving. This is number two. 270-259-6000. New on video this week, Black Panther is finally out on DVD.
Okay.
Or fast. Digital, so that's good. Samson is out this week.
Oh, I do want to see that.
I know how it ends. I know how the story ends. I don't know if I want to watch it or not.
I still want to watch it.
I've read the book. I have read the whole book.
Have you?
At some point in time in my life, yes. The Forgiven.
Holy crap.
Bent. That's true.
All of it?
Yeah. Bent and Cargo. I mean, I can't recite it.
Oh, okay.
But I've read it all. I don't have it memorized.
I'm just saying, most people get bogged down in Leviticus. I don't think I've made it through
that
ever.
I had to Bible study. I had to do Sunday school with Leviticus. What else do you need to know? Oh, CBS has canceled Kevin Can Wait.
What? Really?
Why? Yeah. I'm not entirely sure.
But I was waiting for him and Carrie to fall in love.
You have Chris Rock and Adam Sandler on your season finale, and you think that's not good enough for primetime?
Wow, what do the kids want these days?
That's my thing. It just doesn't seem to make sense. I don't get it. Pick a number 1 through 6.
4.
All right, 4 you go. Okay, well, wait a minute. I got to let the number come up. Oh, man, it's there. There you go. There's Jennifer. Jennifer was number 4. Go ahead, Jennifer. This is the hardest driving maneuver. But
I'd say doing a turnabout.
Doing a turnabout I can't technically give you that. Yeah, sorry.
Listen, the one down at Western gets me. Gets me.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's close to that. Lindsay.
Is it reversing into a parking spot?
Working in reverse into a parking spot is correct, Amundo. The turnabout's a little different because you're turning back onto a street and then you're going forward. Backing into the parking space is rough. Lindsay, what are you doing?
I'm at work.
Where do you work, Lindsay? A daycare?
Yes, Tammy's Play School.
Okay, all right. That
sounds about
sense.
Right. Good. All right, well, have fun at Willie Nelson. Congratulations. Hold on. Oracle's going to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
Take all those kids with you.
Yeah. You only got two tickets, so you got one favorite kid.
Kids are free.
What are you going to do? Let's see. What else do you need to know about? Oh, Pauly Perrette.
Mm-hmm.
So Abby Schuto, she leaves. She implies she was physically assaulted on the set of NCIS, and she says nothing is worth your safety. She says, I'm trying to do the right thing, but maybe silence isn't the right thing about crime. I'm just... And she says, there is a machine keeping me silent and feeding false stories about me. She said, I'm just left here reading the lies, trying to protect my crew, trying to remain calm. And then she says, he did it. Now, I don't know who he is. I don't know if he is the dog. I don't know if he is a person. I don't know who that is. But if you're going to say that much, you're going to have to tell the rest of it.
Yeah, you can't leave us hanging.
You're going to have to do it. Meghan Markle's dad is not going to the wedding. And her sister claims that she's the one that staged the photo shoot. Now, he's had a heart attack recently, he said, and he doesn't want to be a distraction for the wedding. So Meghan Markle's dad won't attend the royal wedding.
I mean, it's your dad walks you down the aisle day.
Not in those royal weddings, I don't think. When I was thinking about it, I'm like, I'm not sure that at royal weddings they do that.
It's the bodyguards.
I think they don't do it because in most weddings... They ask and say, who gives this woman? In a royal wedding, it doesn't matter who gives her. She's there.
It's where America yells, we do!
It's already taken care of. That's right. And, of course, most of the television seasons are wrapping up here at the end. And here are some burning questions about TV shows. This is kind of an extended MB's Point to Ponder, if you will. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Will you indulge me and allow me to cover these?
Sure.
In sitcoms, why do they only sit on one side of the table? You know, when you have the dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
But front of, there nobody sits at that one side.
Well, I think that makes sense.
I think they should work harder to make it real. On Young Sheldon, they do all four sides of the table, if you think about it. Miss Sheldon and Georgie sit on this side.
That is true.
Yeah, but nobody sits at that end, right?
You have to have an angle.
That's true, but maybe they should shoot it aerially. Did Linda Carter wear a Wonder Bra on Wonder Woman? I've always wondered that.
I bet she is now.
Isn't it weird that all Superman had to do was wear glasses and nobody could recognize him?
I know, right?
Can you really take a taxi from Philadelphia to Bel Air?
Let's try it.
I mean, if you think about it, it looks pretty simple.
Right?
Right? He just pulled up there. Right?
Smell you later.
And did Full House only do as well as it did because there was not a show called Four of a Kind? Four of a Kind would have been a Full House.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is that why? And I have one more lingering ponderance that I'll do after the break as it pertains to TV. And I know one of you is going to like it. Fair enough? Got to get to a break. Come back. Finish it up for the morning here on In the Know.
So don't wake up, Holiday Grove. An ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
MB's Point to Ponder for today. Why wasn't Will and Grace called Jack and Karen?
Yeah. I'm not so sure.
Could have gone the other way, couldn't
it? Really could have.
Honestly, I think I like Jack and Karen better.
Right.
Listen,
I mean,
yeah. I love them.
Yeah. I can't listen to them very long.
Yeah.
Her voice gets me down, but yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Of the timing of when the show came out, the social relevance of Will being homosexual, and then they were living together, and then there was tension. Were they just platonic? Were they friends, et cetera, all those things. That was the centerpiece of the show that led us into the Jack and Karen.
Right.
But for me, that's the best part of the show.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
You know, yeah. It just, yeah. It always
yeah,
has
Yeah, I really don't care about Grace's whininess
oh,
at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, she kind of gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy is on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, along with Luke Bryan. Josh Brolin is on Jimmy Fallon, along with Cedric the Entertainer. Jamie Foxx is on Colbert. Hank Azaria and Kyle MacLachlan are on James Corden. Blackish, the season finale on ABC. Chicago Med, the season finale on NBC. And New Girl on Fox. Not just the season finale. The series finale is tonight on Fox.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup playoffs, Tampa Bay versus Washington. The NBA playoffs, Cleveland versus Boston. Highlight in history this date in 1968, 2 days of tornadoes outbreaks in began in 10 Midwestern and Southern states. Twisters were blamed for 72 deaths. In 1776, Virginia authorized its delegation to the Continental Congress to support independence from Britain. Mickey Mouse made his debut in the silent animated short Plane Crazy this date in 1928. Mickey's birthday. Birthdays today. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is 81. K.T. Osland is 76.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
She is 4 years away from being an 80s lady.
80s lady, right?
I love it.
That's one of
my
baseball Hall of Famer George Brett is 65. Lee Horsley is 63. Emmett Smith is 49. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 37. And tennis player Andy Murray is 31 today. Gone but not forgotten, L. Frank Baum is 18. Was born this date in 1856. Without him, we would not have Wizard of Oz, or Wicked, or The Wiz. They were all inspirations from his initial work. Eddie Arnold, born on this date in 1918. Ken Venturi in 1931. Ken Venturi. Chart toppers. 1961.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man.
What in the world?
Yes, he did.
I don't even know what you're listening to. Yes,
100 pounds of clay, and turned it into a woman. You talking about God creating women with 100 pounds of clay?
Women came from ribs, prime rib.
That's right. By the way, can I just say, at lunch on Saturday, I ordered the French dip. And they didn't bring me any au jus, and I said, "You got to change the name." It's just a sandwich without the au jus.
Yeah.
It's not a French dip.
Right. Where's the dip, people? Where's the dip?
I called foul. And when the manager came by to ask how the lunch was, I said, there was no au jus, which is out of character for me. Normally, it's fine, whatever.
Right.
I won't order that again or probably come back. But I told him, there was no au jus. And, of course, my mamaw, Gladys, said, you go get him. Right. You tell him.
This is on my run list.
The Ides of March.
Well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can drink it.
When I was a kid, the Cougar Pat Band played this song, and I loved it. A lot of big brass in that song. Let's go to 1979. Donna Summer.
Sitting here eating my heart out, waiting for some lover to come. Dialed about 1,000 numbers, baby. Almost rang the phone off the wall. Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have some love tonight.
I don't know if you know or not, but I do a version of that song called Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Looking for some hot sauce, baby, this evening.
I'm going to make that my own.
For some hot sauce.
Baby, tonight.
Sweet Baby Ray's hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, no. You got to touch that.
88.
Oh, my.
right, I want you, Savage Garden in 97. How do you feel about Bon Jovi when he did the duet with Jennifer Nettles?
I don't remember.
Who Says You Can't Go Home? That was in 06. I just wanted to ask the Bon Jovi purist over there.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I figured you didn't
I'm
really
a purist,
like,
though. Yeah.
So, I figured you didn't really like that. And then really 3 years ago today, Little Big Town was number one.
Yeah, because they taste
3 years ago today already. It's hard to believe. It's been that long.
I wanna drown myself.
All right. Anything before we go, ladies?
I'm good.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we got it. We checked all the boxes. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Jean Kirkpatrick, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, said, "History is a better guide than good intentions." History is a better guide than good intentions. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.